Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. So there are angels and there are shepherds, and they are all jumping around being glad. Have you noticed? You know, the angel appears to Mary in the first place and says, "Don't be afraid, I'm here to give you good news." And shares this good news that she's going to have a child, to which she says yes to. And then the angel appears to the shepherds on the hillside. They're hanging out, watching their sheep, sitting down, watching them, making sure no wolves get at them. And suddenly an angel says, "Hey, got a thing for you. Over in Bethlehem, there is a special thing that's going to happen. This baby's going to be born, and he is the Messiah. He's the one you've been waiting for. He's the one you've been praying about. He's the one that you hope will come. He's the one that the Old Testament keeps talking about. He's the one. We're real excited. You want to see how excited we are?" And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, and they were really excited. Really. Glory to God in the highest. They were basically, that's angels going, "Woo!" You know, great stuff. Isn't this marvelous? It's terrific. These angels, oh my gosh. And the shepherds, suddenly we shift scene, shepherds. And the shepherds said, "Wow, something must really be going on in Bethlehem. We better go see what's happening." And they ran. Did you see hear the word? And they went with haste. They didn't stroll. You know, they didn't amble. They ran. They went with haste. They were in a hurry. This child is born. And sure enough, they get into Bethlehem and they find there a baby lying in a manger of all places. There he was. And they said, "Wow." They did say, "Wow." They really did. Because it ends with them leaving and running out. And it's the piece we didn't hear at the end of this. And they ran out and they told everybody what they had heard and seen. They ran out and said, "Yes, you've got to see this. This is amazing. The angels appeared to us and we went to the manger. And sure enough, there was a Mary and Joseph and the babe. And we were wowed." And they were the first preachers to tell the good news of the birth of Jesus. Remarkable stuff. You know who we don't hear from? Joseph. We don't hear from Joseph, do you? That's not a word. They just kind of, he has a dream. He's going to get rid of Mary quietly because they were engaged. She was pregnant. This is going to be trouble. The families are going to be upset. We'll just kind of put her away quietly, because otherwise they could really do her harm. And he was kind of watching out for her. But we don't hear much from Joseph. He's just the quiet one. He stands next to, he abides. He abides with Mary. He stands close. Women know that. I always tell when people get married, I always tell folks, you know, you follow your wife in. That's kind of the normal process. You stand by, you see. You stand by. And that's Joseph standing by, watching. And we don't hear much from Mary either. And that's one I want to just focus a little bit on Mary tonight, just for a little bit. Mary, first she gets this angel announcement, and the first thing she ponders this. The angel says, "You're going to have a baby, and his name is going to be, you know, he's going to be the bring the salvation to the world." And she pondered that and said, "What does this mean, for I am a virgin?" The word is ponder. She pondered it. It pops up a couple times in this story. She pondered it. And the shepherds came, and everybody's all excited. The angels were all excited. The shepherds were all excited. And Mary did what? Pondered. That's a great word. Any of you who have been around animals, any of you who've been around cows, you know what they do? They chew the cud, right? And I think that's what Mary was doing. She's chewing the cud. She's going, there were cows there, you know. She's chewing the cud, wondering, what does all this mean? What is it all about? And so tonight and tomorrow you're going to be happy. You know, Christmas morning will come, presents will be opened, and you will be like the shepherds going, oh, how great is this? Great, look at this. I got this. Isn't this wonderful? And we'll be excited. Oh, Christmas is here. Yes. Aren't you going to do that? Abby's going to do that, I can tell. Yeah. She's going to be really excited. And that's what's going to happen. And everybody's going to say, Happy Christmas. And in 3 days, the first toy will break. Or Dad will be pulling his hair out trying to figure out, where do these batteries go? How does this thing put together? I've got to call Dick Ransom and say, come on over, you're the engineer, put this together for me. Yeah. And we get frustrated. And the happiness kind of subsides. Did you ever notice you don't hear anything about the shepherds anymore in the scripture? They go out, they tell everybody what they had heard and what they had seen, and then all of a sudden they kind of disappear from the scene. Did they forget? What happened to them? Now, the next scene we have in Luke's gospel is we have Jesus in the temple. Oh, we have the circumcision, then we have Jesus in the temple. So, the shepherds, the happiness fades. And Mary is the one who chews the cud, who ponders joy to the world. It doesn't say happiness to the world, you know. Happiness doesn't say happiness to the world. It says joy to the world. There's a distinction. You will be happy tomorrow, and you'll be happy, you know, when the family gathers, and I want you to have all that happiness, but I want you to ponder for a while. I want you to learn from Mary to ponder. What does it all mean? How do we reflect? How do we go back? There are so many events there. Sometimes we don't ponder enough. I've seen too many religious leaders who somehow think they know what exactly the will of God is, and they want to shout it at us, and they beat it at us. And I don't know, when everybody tells me they know what the will of God is, I always want to listen twice, because I don't think those people really ponder much. They don't look at what God is trying to do. Notice God is the one who takes the initiative. God comes to Mary. God announces to Mary through an angel. Angels are always messengers in the Bible. You know that. They always come to tell what God is going to do. And here, the messengers come. And they tell Mary, and they tell us, what God is going to do. I'm sending you a Messiah, and he will be your Savior. He will take all the brokenness that's in your life, and I know there's some out there. There's brokenness, and there's hurt, and there's pain. He says, I'm going to take all that. I'm going to take it all, and I will take it unto myself, because the brokenness is what I hate. I don't like death. I don't like illnesses. I don't like the brokenness. I want healing and completeness, and I need you to ponder that on Christmas Day. I need you to think about that. That here comes the one who says, you think that life, that death is the end? It's not. It's the walking through the door into a brand new existence that we can't fully describe yet. Do you think that the pain and suffering that you feel all alone in, that you're alone? No. God says, no, I'm here with you right now. I'm here with you right now. We need to ponder. We need to sit like Mary and go, yes, what does it mean? Let me hold it in my heart for a while. Let me think about it. Let me try to understand what it is, what these shepherds saw, what the angel was trying to tell me. And Mary pondered it. This choir of angels is the divine anthem. The divine anthem that tells us, stop a while. In the midst of your happy Christmas, let your Christmas be a joyful Christmas. In the midst of your life, with all its ups and downs, ponder a while, as Mary did. That God enters human existence through the likes of regular folk like you and me. Like Mary and Joseph. The story is so wonderful. For tonight, remember how the mother of this Christmas child responded. Mary treasured the words from God, and she pondered them in her heart. She chewed on them. And maybe you need to spend some time in the coming year, you know, to read the Bible, to chew on God's word, to ponder what God is doing in your life, to open the doors and let him in, to say, yes, Lord, I know you're here. Let me hear your voice that I might know where to go and what to do. I hope you hear the story. You hear the one who says, I've come to bring you salvation. And contemplate. Contemplate the response of Mary. I invite your pondering, and I pray you joy. Amen.